Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good afternoon. You are restarting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We like to talk about the brighter side, and of course, Spence is here with me. How's your day going?
It's going great. We have some excellent prizes, a lot of fun today, and it's good to be here on another two beautiful afternoon.
Thank you. And do you want to tell some of those prizes?
Oh, some of the prizes. Let's talk about the Midtown Cafe. You might be able to grab lunch there. Great place to go in Ventura. That's at 2991 East Loma Vista Road. We also have more food. Let's go to the Soup Plantation, and that's an excellent place to have yourself some lunch. How about the Urbane Cafe?
There you go.
And pizza. Red Brick Pizza, it's all good, and it's all here with Kim Pagano.
There you go, and all you have to do is give us a call at 805-419-0008 and leave us your name, your number, and which prize you're looking for, which gift that we're giving away. So that's all it is. Also, you can always listen to all my shows on my website, which is kimpaganoshow.com, and like us on Facebook. I do want to tell you a little bit about our show today. We've got Roberta Taylor, and she's the author of A Couple's Retirement Puzzle and 10 Must Have Conversations for Transitioning into the Second Half of Life. I don't know if anybody else is going through that, but my husband's talking about Ecuador now, okay?
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah. But anyways, and then we have Colette Baron Reed, and her book is Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. And then we've got Randy Graham in the studio, and his book is So You Inherited a Vegetarian, and some amazing recipes. And so we're going to talk a little bit about all this. So again, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side in the 805. And let's start off with our first guest. Roberta, are you there?
I am.
Well,
hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your book.
Okay. The book was meant to be for couples who are in or approaching retirement transition, to help people really think about what do they need to be talking about, how do they have those conversations, how do they develop a vision together for the next part of their life.
Okay. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, you have kids and you have grandchildren, or, you know, your businesses, and all of a sudden it's like, now what do you want to do when you grow up is kind of like that next question, right? And
that's right.
Sometimes you have different roads you want to take, and I don't know, that's a little scary, but it's true. Correct?
It is true. And I hear that a lot from couples because, you know, they've been so busy focused on their families, their careers, you know, just the day-to-day living, that they don't think ahead. And too many people kind of think, well, you know, we'll get to retirement and then we'll decide to do, you know, whatever it is we want to do.
Right.
Well,
so
it doesn't work that way.
Right. So what are some of the greatest challenges that couples, you know, come up against when they're retiring?
Well, I think, first of all, being able to have conversations.
No, oh, they don't even talk, okay.
Right, to learn how to communicate. And some of the things that I hear when I present at workshops have to do with the adjustments that people are trying to make when one or both parts of the couple retire. Just something as simple as we might think, but it's not so simple, as sharing space, you know.
Okay. And, you know, I mean, it's interesting. You could be together, like, you know, for years and years, but sometimes I call that you're not on the same page anymore. And you have wants and believe, Randy, you're okay. Are you going through this?
this is Randy. And
My wife and I recently retired, that is not in the workforce anymore, and by recently, last 3 or 4 years. And we downsized, simplified our life, got things together, and really looked forward to and planned the next season in our lives. Our son is 27, out of the house, wonderful young man. We don't worry about him. We still support him, nurture him where possible. But we found that by downsizing, because you had mentioned space, to a about one third of the size of living space that we were used to, my wife was going crazy because I was now home all day long.
That's right.
And we communicate great, and we love each other, but just the close proximity, it was a tough transition, tough adjustment.
Wow.
Yes, that's a big one.
And is that something that is pretty common?
It's very common.
Yeah.
Very
so common. Why do couples have such difficult times talking about issues?
Well, as I'm going to go back to communication, that they're not used to talking. And as we know, in marriages, just like any other relationship, when difficult things come up, they often get swept under the rug. So when you have people who are spending more time together and thinking about what's next in our lives, there's a lot of fear for many people about opening up those conversations again, like, you know, something as simple or maybe not so simple again as, you know, your mother is not going to be able to live on her own for very much longer. What's your plan for that?
Yeah, those are hard questions to deal with, and yet everybody goes through that. I mean, it's kind of, you know, again, it's a full circle. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Roberta Taylor. We're talking about the couple's retirement puzzle and 10 must-have conversations. What are they? What are the 10 must conversations that we should have?
Well, if, when, and how to retire. The finance conversation, which, you know, finances and sex, always big topics. Changing roles and identities. You know, when one person retires, it may be both people or one partner who's very identified with their career or profession, and when they retire, that their identity is really not what it was before. So who am I when I'm no longer a stockbroker?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Yeah. And the roles at home change, too. You know, I've heard a couple of stories like, you know, the woman is out working and she comes home and the husband is recently retired and she comes home only to find that her kitchen is
upside
reconfigured.
Randy, that would be probably something that he's a chef. So, Randy, is that something you did?
Am I turning red right
now?
Yeah,
totally. I got that number really loud. Okay.
Yeah. I was lucky in retiring that I was able to reinvent myself, and I'd given some thought to it, to retirement and stuff. Obviously, I hadn't given enough thought to living in a smaller space with my wife of now 36 years. And stuff. I not only reinvented myself, but I had to change the way I cook because we had a smaller kitchen. And anyway,
Do you regret your bigger house? I mean, is that?
No, neither of us do.
Okay.
We love the more simplified life, as my wife says,
less clean. Less is more,
less yard to take care of. Everything's drip irrigation now with Xeriscape landscaping. So less to worry about. We have more time just to enjoy each other and get out and do things. But it was quite a difficult transition for the first year or so.
Yeah, Roberta, now what are some of the things are you a counselor? Is that how you started doing this, or what's your background?
Well, actually, I've been a psychotherapist for many, many years, and in my mid-50s, I decided that I really wanted to work with people who really wanted to move forward in their lives. Not that my clients didn't, but there was so much trauma and so many obstacles working with psychotherapy clients that I thought I really want to do something that's more, that helps people find a sense of purpose and meaning in their lives.
Wow. You know, I mean, it's interesting because I think, like you just said, the biggest thing is, you know, if you are, I don't know, a radio host or you're a bank person and then you give that up, and are you connected to that as your symbol of who you are in this world? And I think that is, do you find people feel that way?
Definitely. You know, our
so they feel like more like a nobody all of a sudden.
Yeah.
They don't have a purpose.
That's right. For many people, work is what gives them a sense of identity, that gives them a sense of purpose and self-fulfillment.
So what are some, you know, things that people can do? Because you don't want to work till you're 90, but yet at the same time you want to, I mean, like you just moved into a different transition, Randy, writing your book and becoming an author, right?
Reinventing myself, yes.
Reinventing yourself. So that seems really healthy to me. What's your thought on that, Roberta?
Definitely.
Okay.
You know, the way I think about it is that during that transition, people really have an opportunity to look at themselves, look at their skills, look at their dreams, maybe forgotten dreams, maybe new dreams, and say, what is it that I really want? What would I love to be doing? And it's a challenge, and it is an opportunity. So, you know, for many people, they discover, as Randy did, you know, a part of himself that was longing for expression. Now, I'm kind of making this up, Randy. I'm assuming that was, that's part of it.
You're exactly right in my situation, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what is different between men and women? Is there a difference?
For many men, they're much more connected to their roles and their identity through work. Women, on the other hand, have had many different roles.
Right. We're multitaskers.
Yes,
so.
We're multitaskers. And women have much more connection with other women than men do with men. Now, I'm generalizing, but that's pretty much what I hear and what I've experienced.
Okay. So give us some tips that we can, you know, kind of go with and things to kind of look forward to that you want to retire successfully.
Okay. So first of all, you really do need to do the numbers. You know, if you want a lifestyle that's different than what you have now, you have to figure out, can we afford that
lifestyle? So that's finance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the financial and the life planning work together.
Okay.
You need to plan ahead, obviously. Being flexible, you may both want different things, and you need to be able to listen to what your partner wants and needs, and understand what's important to them about it, because you can't get to compromise and negotiation until you understand that. Beginning to develop an identity that's separate from your work, and that begins even before you leave whatever it is you're doing.
Okay.
At that time of life, focusing on your purpose. What's really important to you?
Right, the simple pleasures.
Yes.
Okay.
And having a healthy balance.
Yeah. And really kind of partnering up back again with your husband, right? Because it seems like in the beginning of your life, you're both, you know, you're doing your career, he's doing his career, then you're, you know, both taking care of kids, and then you all of a sudden, it's like you have to reintroduce yourself to your mate again, and then you kind of start your goals together because it looks different, and it might be a different chapter in your life, and then you kind of start your journey again.
That's
well,
right.
Well, Roberta, would you suggest that couples kind of take inventory every once in a while? They kind of check in with each other, say every 6 months, every year, say, okay, are we still on the same page? Do we still have the same goals? Are we still working for the same thing? What's changed? Because sometimes we change and we don't let the other person know.
That's so true.
So somebody's surprised down the line when someone's, oh, you know what? I've decided I want to be a chef. Or I'm bored with this relationship. So do you suggest they kind of check in with each other every once in a while and make sure they're on the same page?
Absolutely, Kim. Not only do we change, but life changes us.
Yes, it
does. The unexpected and the uninvited kinds of things can happen health-wise or otherwise. So you need to be constantly checking in with each other, revising your plan if necessary and when necessary, and continuing to communicate.
Well, this was Cheryl.
Working for you.
Well, thank you, Roberta. Yeah. Thank you.
Roberta, this is Randy again. What purpose does health play in going forward? Obviously, I'm 63. I'm in relatively good health and enjoying a good quality of life. But how do you plan for that, or how do you transition, especially if one partner is not as healthy as the next?
Well, I think keeping as healthy as possible. And that's mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm. Right, and investing in your soul and in your
yes.
body.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, great. Where do we find your book?
Well, actually, the book has been picked up by a publisher and will be reissued in July or August. We don't have a definite date yet,
okay.
But people can pre-order it on Amazon.
Okay, great. And do you have a website?
Yes, my website is pathmaking.com, www, and there is a website for the book called The Couple's Retirement Puzzle.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Roberta Taylor, and really great. It's something to definitely be thinking about, so thank you so much. We're going to take a really quick break. Spence, let's give something away.
We have some great prizes here. How about if we roll out the Urbane Cafe?
There you go. All right, 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. All you have to do is give us a call, put your name in, and one of the team from Kim Pagano's show will let you know if you're a winner. When we come back, we are going to talk with, do you have a second?
No. I can hang in for another 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah, perfect. We're going to get a couple recipes from Randy, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you if you are just tuning in right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show every Saturday from 6 to 7, and we talk about anything that can add value to your life. And we talk about the brighter side of life in the 805. And today, we're going to talk with Randy Graham right now, and his book is So You Inherited a Vegetarian, and Now What, right? But, talking about kind of retiring, and this is kind of the next chapter in your life. What did you do before that, Randy?
I worked in state and local government for 33 years and put money away, and we planned. I've been married 36 years. We planned as we were raising our family and stuff to be able to retire early and hopefully enjoy with relative good health, or very good health, hopefully, another season in our lives. So, and that's where we're at right now.
God, I love it. Well, you just mentioned that you don't even wear a watch anymore. What of all the things that you've given up? I mean, when I say given up, maybe that's not really the right word, because it was by choice, right?
It was by choice. One of the things that we wanted to do in retirement was to downsize, simplify, get rid of, 30 plus years of
stuff.
Boxes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing what you gather and then you don't need anymore?
Even when you think you're not.
Yeah. I know.
And then it's hard to let go.
Yeah.
It's
very hard
to get rid of it. But that's some of our thought process.
Randy, was your wife on the same page as you?
Not initially.
Okay. So this was more your idea at the beginning?
It kind of grew as far as giving up and simplifying. We talked about it, but it hadn't really sunk in with her. And then she embraced it. And after she was online and on board, it was easier letting go and giving stuff away and stuff. One of the things we talked about, too, was not only simplifying, but de-stressing. Now that we're not in the workforce, we don't have staff, or we don't have presentations to give, or reports to get out on time, that sort of thing. We're going to be able to go to the movies more, get out on date night, take advantage of this living that we have down here, because we can be outside if we want almost all year round. But some of the other things that people don't think about are you're addicted to your smartphone, maybe. I know many of my friends, our son is, for example, and it's just a way of life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I gave our son my smartphone at the time, about 5 years ago, and said, I'm not going to have a smartphone. I'm keeping our own personal calendar, but I'm not in the workforce. I don't have to worry about scheduling. I don't have to worry about where I'm going to be at 5 o'clock.
God, do you feel like, it's scary? I would think, I don't want to say this, but your brain kind of starts to, do you feel more revived? Or
took about a year,
okay,
seriously, to make that adjustment for me. But once I did, my wife said, Robin said, "Boy, I can tell you, stress level's way down, and what a great thing this is that we're doing." And she started feeling it herself. I gave up wearing a watch. I have a watch on today because I didn't know how things would go. But I don't wear a watch.
Changed. Wow,
yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
And I'm just on my own time, which is...
Living an island life in a city, my goodness.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about your book. And give us a little bit about your book and what's what people are going to find in it.
So you've inherited a vegetarian, now what? It comes from being introduced to my wife's family. In this 1977, I was introduced to her mom, dad, and sister for the first time. And her parents are very nice and welcome to our home. And one of the first questions is, what the heck is a vegetarian?
Oh, they didn't know.
1977, things
were
a little bit different
than they are today. So you were one of the first ones,
and vegetarianism.
Who inspired you to do this, or just it was more your health?
I did it for health reasons, not necessarily spiritual reasons necessarily. I do wear leather. I'm not vegan, although that's a very healthy lifestyle. I eat eggs and dairy products. I'm a lacto-ovo vegetarian. And partly that giving up meat and fish, cold turkey, so to speak, one day in 1975, long time ago, made me rethink, how do I stock my kitchen? How do I cook? And I started having to study nutrition as well, so I didn't mess myself up. And this was before my wife and I bought our first house, got married and stuff. But since giving up meat and fish, I had to learn how to cook in a whole different way, and I started enjoying it because I had to really make an effort. And I started making recipes and creating recipes and this take.
So
and,
are
and
these
that
all
and
your own creations?
These are,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
88 new recipes in this book. And the cookbook I came out with before this 2 years ago, Ojai Valley Vegetarian Cookbook, which talks more about the local farmers maybe. And
what do you have
Ojai
for breakfast?
This morning I had add oatmeal and raisins in the oatmeal with a touch of brown sugar. I happen to like a certain organic brown sugar, but you don't have to have organic necessarily. And 2 cups of coffee, heavily caffeinated. Cheryl's raising.
There. Cheryl, you were trying to get it down a little bit there. I didn't have my coffee today. Maybe that's my deal.
I was trying.
And so what do you have for lunch? What's a basic lunch for you?
You know, unfortunately, I do it kind of backwards. I have more to eat at dinner time, which is a lunch, sometimes I don't have lunch at all. I'll just have a nice solid foundation and then go to dinner, and that's where I have fun cooking and then creating new recipes,
so
even for Robin and me.
What's your favorite recipe? Let's share one.
You know what? We're going to have our neighbors over, and it's going to be fusilli pasta with just a reduced cream sauce. So it's macaroni and cheese, but with a twist, because it's not baked. It's just taking fresh cream, whole cream, putting some Parmigiano Reggiano cheese in it, a little salt and pepper, reduce it down by half so it's a thick cream, and you put the cooked pasta in that, mix it up, serve it hot on the table.
Sounds delicious.
Simply delicious. Yeah, that in your book?
No, that's
it
one
should
of my
be.
Back pocket
recipes. God, will you email me that so I can?
I will. I'll make a note right
now.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so where do we find your book?
On Amazon.com, createspace.com. It's also in a number of independent bookstores from Santa Barbara down through Malibu.
I love it. Again, Randy, thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you for having
me.
Thanks for the recipe.
I'd love to have you back on because it's like a world of recipes in there, and they're all healthy for you. I know.
It gave me one for tempeh.
Yeah. Well, all right. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Colette Barron-Reed, and we're going to talk about weight loss for people who feel too much. So there you go. I know that must be our problem, right? There you go. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Spence, let's give something away.
Boy, we have some great prizes. How about if we go with pizza, red brick
pizza?
Ooh,
there you go. That sounds really good. All right, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and which giveaway you're calling about. And somebody from the Kim Pagano Show team will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show every Saturday morning. We wake you up and start you in a positive way. And we talk about the brighter side of the 805. Right now, we're going to be joined with with Colette Baron-Reed. She's been on my show before, and she has a new book called Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much, and it's a four-step plan to finally lose the weight, manage emotional eating, and find your fabulous self. Wouldn't that be great? Right there.
That would be fabulous.
There you go. All right, well, let's bring Colette on. Colette, are you there?
Hi, Kim. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, yes. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm so excited to be here and chatting
again. I know, I know. So tell us, what have you been doing? Obviously writing a book, but...
Well, I got to tell you, this was the last book on the planet I ever thought I would write. But, you know, I had struggled with this. This was my dirty little secret. You know, the fact that I, well, it wasn't a dirty little secret. I would be, you know, gain weight, lose weight. I mean, people could see it up, down, like an accordion. And I had figured I had gotten my weight licked in my 40s. And, you know, I didn't fluctuate at all for about 6 years. And interestingly enough, when I started touring with Hay House 8 or 9 years ago, I started putting on weight when I started being in front of thousands of people. But it wasn't correlated to eating too much. And I started remembering distinctly what happened to me when my mother died and when I was 35. Both my parents died back-to-back pretty tragically, and in 3 months I put on 85 pounds.
85 pounds. Wow, that's a lot. Okay.
Oh, yeah, 85 pounds in less than 3 months, and I did not eat enough food for that. So it started hitting me that there was something besides the cultural pressure we all have, you know, like that doesn't help any of us to look a certain way and be scrutinized all the time, you know, especially with the media and photoshopped women and, you know, looking at anorexic girls in Vogue magazines and things like that, you know, to tell us what we're supposed to look like. Besides all of that, right, that there's a certain kind of person, woman particularly, who is quite empathic, who feels the world and senses the world like me. You know, like we kind of tune in to the environment, and you guys probably know what this is, which is when you walk into a room and you can tell there's tension. Like the guy that's with you or your other friend may not notice it at all, but you're like, oh gosh, this room, it just feels like, right? Do either one of you identify with that?
I can. Oh yes.
Yeah.
And my daughter too.
And when you have somebody, even on your show, even on the radio, when they're like really, God, they've got an attitude or an edge, you tune into that. Like, you feel it. That's your intuition. So what's happened for all of us right now, so there's two things. You know, we've all been now so indoctrinated that we're constantly on social media and the Internet. So we're always engaged, even though we're a little isolated with the type of engagement. But there's always this constant freneticism. So what that does is it makes many of us more porous. And there's tons of studies on this right now, but nobody put it together with the fact that there's weight attached to it as a symptom. Like, it was like, there's definitely tons of studies on this. There's also tons of studies on highly sensitive people. There's studies on EMF problems, studies on what, you know, but nobody put it all together in a puzzle, because what about us that are all affected by those things, but we can't control our weight, right? So, and what I realized was, after a few years ago, I decided to put on this this class. And it was called, I decided, listen, every Christmas it becomes a problem. So what I had done while I was touring, I thought, what did I do before when I had lost all that weight, was I stopped dieting. That was my number one thing. I stopped trying to control my weight, because that's how I lost the 80 pounds in the first place.
Well, Colette, let me just stop you right there. Okay, so, you know.
I know I'm saying so much.
No, that's good. No. But word diet makes me hungry. Okay,
no,
right
yeah,
there.
Well,
You're
the minute where you say the word diet, guess why you're hungry? Because it's all about restriction and control.
Right. And I think it's about shaping your life, you know, to eating differently. It's about maintaining goodness in your life. And you know, it's not all about just what we eat. It's a whole balance. It's a whole...
Absolutely.
Right.
I don't even talk about food in my book till chapter 7.
Okay.
I don't even bring it up, chapter 7 or chapter 8, because it's first the mind. So when we have trouble with empathy overload, or we're overloaded or anxious, right, and we retain weight, a lot of our weight is created by something called cortisol. I was on the doctor's television show not too long ago, and they showed a really interesting clip on how the body actually works, why we can think ourselves through stress and self-bullying. By the amount of, you know, trying to control ourselves creates actually a mental stress, which signals a hormone response, where the adrenals will start to release cortisol, which creates visceral fat, which is why it's so much harder to lose weight when you're trying to pressure yourself into doing it. Or when you do lose it, because you've become so stringent, you're managed to willpower it all the way, you gain it all back.
Right.
Because the stress will just go, screw you. Yeah, I'm going to put it right back on your body. And that's why the diet industry makes so much money, because only 2% of people keep their weight off. And that is a study. That is research, scientific research, polls and everything, because of the set point that happens due to stress for some women, for some people, right? Okay. So actually a big portion of the population. Mm. And then there's some I don't know about because I didn't research that. But so the diet part or the food part is bringing food back into a nutrition conversation where this is a nutrient that I'm putting into my body, that I'm loving my body because I'm putting this in. But it's not about if I eat this combination of foods, this is going to relate to my body. Like calories in, calories out does not do anything for cortisol and stress. You can eat very little and work out like a fiend, but if you are constantly under that low-grade stress that a lot of people are under, the body is not going to move. Or if, as I said, if it goes down, it goes back up to the set point, which tells you you're protected there, because this is all about protection. So if you can imagine that if you're carrying extra weight, why it's there, it's not because you're a glutton. It's there because it's trying to protect you.
That's a whole different, interesting look at it. Okay, and mm-hmm. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we've got Colette Baron-Reed. I'm collecting already, okay?
Yeah.
But Colette Baron-Reed, and her book is Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. So you're saying that because maybe we're stressing or because we're going through a hard time in our lives, our body packs it on to protect us, and that's interesting. I mean, I never really thought about it like that, but what if you are more mindful about what you put in your body? Is that going to help you?
Well, it helps you to the degree, but you have to first be mindful. It will help you, but you have to be mindful of what goes through your mind.
Mm.
So if you're constantly, my point is this too, is like you don't even have to be going through a huge hard time. You could be in an office environment where the stress levels, you've tuned in, it's always tense, you don't feel safe or grounded or certain. It's times of uncertainty, financial insecurity, you'll find people, or people when they get into a relationship, you notice how everybody loses weight when they fall in love because they feel secure and certain and fabulous, and then Mr. Right turns into Mr. Nutbar, and the next thing
and
you
then
know,
you gain your weight back again.
There
and
you are blown up like a balloon.
Really makes a lot of sense.
Well, Colette,
and that's because you're trying to protect yourself emotionally. So mindfulness about what you eat, absolutely. And we ask people to eat 3 meals and 2 snacks and put it on a plate and be mindful while you are eating.
Well, so, going back to the office environment and protection, mm-hmm. what you were saying, this is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
I worked in an office for a while, and it was an ad agency. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of pressure all the time, every day.
Yep.
However, this was a study that I never forgot. This example, there was a beautiful girl who worked with us. She
yep.
was gorgeous, but she was about 50 pounds overweight.
Yep.
She was wealthy. She was successful in every other way, well-educated. Okay. Now, she has some issues, but when she lost the weight, she was the most beautiful girl in the office. Her
yep.
figure was devastating. All of the guys were asking her out. Her mm-hmm. whole demeanor changed. Within 6 months, she gained it all
yep.
back. And I was asking her, what happened? Why did mm-hmm. you do it? She said, I couldn't handle the attention.
And I, yep. that is so true. I've actually had yep. a lot of friends back in high school where
so,
they would lose weight.
How do you get past that?
Yeah, great question.
Well, that's an interesting statement, because that is very true, in that we don't recognize ourselves when we've lost a lot of weight. For example, if there's so much attention, that separates the woman from the others. So that's the mind, the mental state is, I am not safe there, because a lot of women keep that extra weight on them to protect themselves from their sexuality as well.
Mm.
That if they are the ones, they will be preyed upon. That's how it's the experience is. All these guys want to ask me out. Now I'm the girl separate from the other girls in the office too. A lot of women prevent themselves from being the healthiest and most, the best that they can be, because there's a fear of being ostracized in some way.
Right, and in the women's world, right, if you're too pretty, women don't like you. Okay, yeah. That's just a given, right?
Yeah,
and
yet there's such a pressure for us to be like that.
I know.
Anyway, so, I mean, really, we have a very difficult experience anyway, culturally. That's everybody.
Yeah, so Colette, so what are some of the steps to take?
Well, the first step, one of the things, I'll just kind of give you the mindset of what our program is like. So the first step is really owning that you are like this. So it's really to take an evaluation and say, like, recognize that, first of all the things that you've done up to this point brought you so much, and you have to really see it. You have to be able to acknowledge it and accept that this is where I am, this is what I am. You cannot change your body if you're telling it it's no good, right? So if you do want to release the weight, you can't be yelling at yourself going, I hate myself, blah, 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 right? You have to say, wow, I get it. I am here right now. And we actually show that kindness and compassion, if that's all you do on a daily basis, is to step forward in that. I'm talking about doing it, being like that for other people, you know, seeing yourself in a compassionate light. That actually also brings in serotonin and dopamine. So you start to let the feel-good hormones go, because nobody can, if you're compassionate and kind in that moment, you're not afraid and stressed. So the idea is that we really ask you to start to look at the way you see yourself, and it's hard for a lot of women. It's hard.
You know, that's an interesting thing, because I took an acting class, I told Kim, yesterday for the first time in my life, and I had to see myself on television. It was like a commercial acting class, and the first thing he said was, first of all, you're amongst friends. Secondly, you are who you are. You look the way you look. Get over it.
Yep.
And I needed somebody to tell me that. And I was nervous, but when I saw myself, I accepted myself and said, hey, I'm not as bad as I thought I was. I look better than I thought I did. But it gave me encouragement to be better. So it's interesting for someone to say, you are who you are. Get over it. Be objective. I accept you already. So if we can do that for ourselves, wow.
And that, honestly, people, when they come into our, right now I'm running a class, actually. So I have about 250 students, and over 2,000 have taken it so far. And, you know, and that's the first thing. So when people come in, they're like, no, when I say to them, this is where we have to start, they're like, are you kidding? I'm like, nope. And then after a while, it's like, wow, I feel so good. I'm like, yep, that's how we do this.
I love it.
Because
Colette, can you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I can.
Perfect. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And you know what? I would love to give away talking about food right here, okay, and getting skinny, but I would love to give away a dozen bagels right now over at Noah's. And all you have to do is, even if you don't win, go in and mention Ron and tell him that you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and you can have a cup of coffee on us. And that's right there on Victoria. 1413 South Victoria. So stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. If you want to win that, just call up and give us your name, your number, and which giveaway you're calling about. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily. So there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock in the morning show. That is your start your day in a positive way on the brighter side. And we are in the 805 right now. And we are talking with Colette Baron Reed. And her book is Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. You know, it's interesting, Colette. Do men go through this?
I'll be honest with you, my experience right now, we've only had 4 guys go through the class out of 2,000 students, right, of my class, which is what the book was written after the success of the class, right? So I don't know. I mean, I think that women are the ones that identify so far more so, and the 4 guys that came on were gay.
Okay. All right. That's okay.
Right. So it's either I don't know, gay boys or girls.
Right, right. Let me ask you, so where is your class at, by the way?
The class is online, and I would like to say that we'd love to offer one to one of your callers.
Oh,
and a book.
Wow, that would be
give
awesome.
Give it as a gift.
Okay, I love it. So let's
do it. It's an online class. If you guys want to take it too, it's going on now, so we can chat afterwards. But we can give one away as a gift to one of your listeners, and we'll send them a book as well. And, it's going on right now. It goes along with the book, and it's amazing. It really is amazing. We have memes to share and a secret Facebook group, and people are there all over the world. We have people on the class from Belgium and Australia and England and Peru.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah,
well, let's
Holland.
Give out that phone number right now, 805-419-0008. Another amazing giveaway here with Colette Baron Reed. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is call, give us your name, your number, and your email, and this one, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much, and let's get you on a plan now. So, yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Colette. So,
you guys have to pick, and then you can email me and tell me who's coming.
You got it. You got it. All right. So, question. Okay, where do we start?
So, well, first of all, you mean where do we all start? Well, we start by accepting ourselves. That's our number one priority, just like Cheryl just said, about that acting class.
Yep.
That's where we start in the book is self-acceptance. It's a radical acceptance and understanding. And then it's about speaking our truth, which is to really, we do a lot of journaling. We have 2 journals that we talk about. One is called a dumping ground, and the other one is called an insight journal. And the reason we do it is typically what we like to do is take out the drama. So to recognize, to show you how your thoughts and your reactions to life and the people around you, how they can actually affect your weight. So what we do is we show people just by separating out the type of thoughts they have throughout the day, it can really make a difference to how they feel. And they're like, oh, I can close that one off and I can add this over here. And then you start to recognize that you have a choice. That's the other. We're here to restore choice about, being positive, et cetera, and getting rid of your stress. So,
I love that. Restoring
yeah, so it's
choice.
Really, again, it's the program is mental. It's all about how we think and how we feel. And then I have a trademark process. I've actually certified weight release energetics coaches and master intuitive coaches. I've owned a school for the past 3 years, and this is a certification program. But we teach people the basics in the class about how to, what we call, get on your bird, which is a phenomenal exercise. It's a mindfulness exercise you can do 100 times a day that gets you completely in the zone of peace and calm in less than 3 minutes. And I'd love to do it with you if you're interested.
Yeah, let's do it.
It'll take no time at all. So how it works is that, and actually, Kim, you and I talked about the map the last time I was on your show. So this is also based on my book, The Map.
Okay.
So the process. Okay, so whenever you're stressed, I'd like you to imagine, and all your callers or your listeners can do it at home too, imagine that your thoughts, feelings in that moment, say in the stressful moment, was a place that you're standing in the middle of instead of feeling. So, Kim, you tell me what your place would look like if you're standing in the middle of overwhelm or stress, what it would look like.
Okay, a place that would make me feel better is what you're saying.
No, I want you to tell me what that overwhelmed place looks like. For example,
my office.
You'd be in your office. Okay.
Yeah.
You could be standing in a swamp, but you're in your office.
Okay.
All right. So, and Cheryl, what would yours be?
A volcano.
A volcano. Okay, perfect. And your unconscious knows exactly what to show you, by the way, because there's a lot of deeper meanings, but we're going to go this simple way. So imagine that a magical bird can come and take you out of that environment. Would you go?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd like you to imagine just whatever bird shows up in your mind is the perfect one. Don't try to change it. Your unconscious will show you a bird, any kind of bird, that's the right bird, or winged creature. Get on its back, and you're going to feel really super comfortable just for a second. You're going to get nice and certain on the bird's back. And you're going to allow this bird to take you high, high in the sky until all you see is blue. Kim, you will leave your little office.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
You will leave your volcano.
Yes.
Tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
Great. Do you notice anything different in your body or in how you feel now from where you began?
It's cooler.
Cooler. Kim?
Calmer.
Calmer. Look over the side of the wing now in your mind's eye and see how big or small the original place is.
A lot smaller. Size of a dime.
Right. So it can't hurt you if it's the size of a dime, can it?
No.
No. But
it's
you're
too far
there.
Away.
It's far away. It's a little tiny dot.
Right.
Right. So we don't change anything. We radically accept that the stressful environment is allowed to exist. So what we do is we teach you how to move your mind.
That's great.
And you notice how different you feel?
That's a good tool.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's something I can take with me all day.
Yes, you can. So we even have bracelets that we give all our participants that say, get on your bird.
Get on your bird.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and it really does work. And what it does, if you do this, you know, constantly over 8 weeks, what you're doing, it's like mindfulness meditation on steroids, basically. And what it does is it helps change the neuroplasticity of your brain. And so as mindfulness practice, you can see that. You can actually see new neural networks created in the brain by meditators that do this more than once a day over 8 weeks. So the same goes for this.
Now, there are a lot of things with the brain that goes wrong as we get older. My uncle passed away with Parkinson's. Do these kind of exercises help with that to deflect those kind of diseases?
Honestly, I don't know, and because I'm a researcher,
okay.
And my experience is anecdotal, I am actually now connecting two scientists, et cetera. Dr. Joe Dispenza has been a speaker on my series.
Oh. He's been on my show, too.
Yeah, Joe's awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, Joe is a resource for me and Dr. Bruce Lipton as well. So I kind of turn to those guys for the real, because I tell them, this is what happened, what is it? Right?
Oh,
and they'll say, well, this is what's going on for you. Yeah. So they're big. I idolize those guys, and they have helped me immensely with this.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds great. Okay, so again, where do we find out more about this?
So you go, first of all, the book is called Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. Mm-hmm. Then if you go on my website, ColetteBaronReed.com, there is a tab that will take you to allow you to see a webinar that will tell you about it, see if it fits you. And then we also have a class. It's very inexpensive. It's $79. And you're in a wonderful group with coaches that are there to help as well, too. And you connect every day, and we have a system that helps you track yourself digitally. And then we have memes, and it's just fantastic. Meditations. And that get on your bird exercise is is recorded, and you can listen, play it a million times a day. It's very, very cool.
And it's on your, and that is on your website?
Yes, and okay. That entrance to that is on the website. There's a big arrow there with the book.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much again, Colette, Baron Reed. Weight loss for people who feel too much. You can win one of the entries to get in the class, and that's 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. All right, wow, what a great show. Lots of gifts, and if you've missed any part of this show, you can always go on KimPaganoShow.com. We also post it on Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show. It's on iTunes. I want to thank you so much for being a part of our show today. Spence, Cheryl, we've given lots of stuff away, and I do want to remind you that every Saturday from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3, that's when we start our shows. And let me end this show with a moment of happiness. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great weekend and be good to yourself.
With food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.